Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is just before 5 past 5. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. Authorities say 3 Arkansas men are dead after a school bus overturned onto their pickup truck in Missouri. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash happened around 4:20 yesterday afternoon when the truck's driver failed to stop for a stop sign and broadsided the bus near the town of Neosho. The patrol said both vehicles went off of the side of the road and the bus came to rest on top of the truck. The patrol identified the victims as 21-year-old Waylon Collins of Western Grove, 19-year-old Jordan Poscopel of Hasty, and 21-year-old Austin Thomas of Harrison. The patrol says the bus driver and an aide sustained minor injuries. The Neosho School District said on Facebook 2 students were also aboard the bus at the time of the crash. An Ozark County man, 53-year-old Tracy Todd Presson of Gainesville, has been arrested and charged with felony counts of rape and statutory sodomy. Ozark County Sheriff Darren Reed says several more charges are expected to be filed and could involve other states. Sheriff Reed says Presson was arrested on Tuesday with a search warrant executed at his home on Wednesday, where numerous items were confiscated. Details of the items were not provided. A cash-only bond for Presson was set at $50,000. Additionally, Child Services and the Cyber Task Force are assisting the Ozark County Sheriff's Office with the investigation. The deadline to pay property taxes in Arkansas is soon approaching, and Baxter County Collector Teresa Smith says those who still need to pay must do so by October 15th.
Arkansas property taxes are due by October the 15th. You mail your payment in, as long as it has a postmark date of October the 15th, they will be considered on time, even if it takes them a few days to get to us in the mail.
Though taxes are due in 2018, those paying will actually be submitting their property taxes for 2017.
In Arkansas, we do pay a year behind, and so the taxes that are due now are for the personal property assessment that you did last year with the assessor's office between January 1st and May 31st, and for any real estate property that you owned as of December 31st of last year.
Smith says those who miss the due date will incur a fee.
As of October the 16th, if somebody comes in to pay or a piece of mail is postmarked October the 16th, there will be a 10% penalty applied to the payment. So if we receive mail in the office, we will return that payment back to the taxpayer and with the amount due with the penalty attached to it.
Payments can be submitted by physically mailing them, delivering them in person to the collector's office, or by going online to baxtercounty.org/collector. Other county collectors' offices can be located by visiting portal.arkansas.gov. Those with questions can contact the collector's office at 870-425-8300, or you can stop by the office, which is located at 8 East 7th Street in Mountain Home. In state news, a 7th member of the Arkansas Supreme Court now faces ethics charges over the court's decision to prohibit a judge who participated in an anti-death penalty demonstration from handling any execution-related cases. A Judicial Discipline and Disability Commission panel formally filed charges today against Justice Sean Womack of Mountain Home over the court's handling of the case involving Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin. Griffin was photographed lying on a cot outside of the governor's mansion the same day he blocked Arkansas from using an execution drug last year. The panel filed charges against the other 6 members of the court over the Griffin case last month. The panel says the court never gave Griffin notice or an opportunity to be heard over his removal from death penalty cases. A group of 12 local investors representing over 200 years of financial service are operating under a new name at a new location in Mountain Home. Following the close of business on Monday, the 12, formerly associated with Wells Fargo, became a new local company known as the Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. The new company is affiliated with Raymond James Financial Services, a member of the New York Stock Exchange. With the move, employees of FSIS have been busy reaching out with the details of the announcement to clients in 45 states. Speaking on behalf of the group on Wednesday afternoon, branch manager and register principal Jackson Rhodes says FSIS is located at 1100 U.S. Highway 62 East in the former Century 21 Real Estate Company building. Rhodes says with the expiration of the Wells Fargo lease on the property, located at 1216 U.S. Highway 62 East, FSIS plans to relocate to that facility. Rhodes says he and his associates have been researching their options to become more independent since late February. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 10 past 5. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us.
For over 40 years, Kirby and Family has been serving the Twin Lakes area, but that doesn't mean we are doing things the same way we did back in 1976. Community seminars regarding your service options, eco-burial and green options, catering and custom designing services the way you want them are just a few of the things that set us apart. To learn more about the funeral home that more people in the Twin Lakes area trust, call us anytime. Let us show you how. At Kirby and Family, there is a difference.
I'm Captain Spaulding, inviting you to visit the Salvation Army Thrift Store, where you can find great deals and bargain prices on clothing, furniture, home decor, household goods, toys, sporting equipment, books, electronics, and much more. You may have never thought about it, but thanks to your support, our thrift store, the Salvation Army is able to make a real difference in the lives of your neighbors. Because of all of our proceeds go right back into helping our community. Your purchases and tax-deductible donations of gently used items become food for the hungry, shelter for the homeless, emergency assistance in time of disaster, clothing for children and elderly, help for those who have lost everything to a fire, and much more. Please do us and yourself a favor. Shop for great bargains at our thrift store or make a tax-deductible donation of your gently used items. You'll make a real difference to those in need, right here in our community. Your generosity truly changes lives. The Salvation Army on Highway 201 North, Mountain Home.
Your news time now is 11 past 5. A Midway man who was caught trying to bring contraband into the Baxter County Detention Center was also attacked by other inmates in the same jail a day after being booked. 45-year-old Raymond Scott Chappell was being booked into the jail on September 22nd when a jailer found a number of prescription pills, including the generic versions of Xanax and Adderall. The jailer found the pills inside of a small bag hidden in Chappell's sock. Upon discovering the pills, Chappell picked up felony charges for possessing the drugs and furnishing prohibited articles for attempting to bring them into the jail. A day after being put into the local lockup, Chappell appears to have incurred the wrath of three other inmates. According to a Baxter County Sheriff's Office incident report, the three inmates, identified as 39-year-old Waylon Myers, 28-year-old Colton King, and 40-year-old Jason Chorba, attacked Chappell in the jail's A-pod while he was asleep in his bed. Chappell was taken to the emergency room at Baxter Regional Medical Center, where he was treated for a head injury. The three inmates were locked down after the event, pending a disciplinary hearing. They have been charged with third-degree battery, a misdemeanor. Both Chorba and Myers entered guilty pleas earlier this month to charges unrelated to the jail incident. Chorba was given a 6-year prison sentence with 3 to serve, and Myers was given 5 years. Both men were in the local jail awaiting bed space to open in the chronically overcrowded state prison system. King's case has yet to be adjudicated. Chappell was in Baxter County Circuit Court last week, where he entered a not guilty plea to the drugs in the jail charge. He was ordered to reappear on November 29th. The boil water order for the Mockingbird Hill Water Association was lifted yesterday morning, but other boil water orders in Newton and Marion counties were still in effect as of yesterday afternoon. The boil water orders were issued on Monday, September 24th, by the Ozark Mountain Regional Public Water Authority, and Board Chairman Andy Anderson said the cause of the order was a line break between the two booster stations that pump water up Mockingbird Hill and into the elevated storage tank located at Deer. Boil water orders were still in effect for the Nail Swain Water Association, the Deer Water Association, and for those OMR PWA customers in Newton County who are downstream from the Flatwood Booster Station. A boil water order was also issued on September 24th for the entire system of Summit Water Works in Marion County due to a break in a main water line. The Baxter County Historical and Genealogical Society and the Mountain Home Parks and Recreation Department will co-sponsor the annual Baxter County History Day on Saturday from 9 until 2 at the Rapsbaran Settlement in the north section of Cooper Park. One of the featured speakers will be author, naturalist, and outdoorsman Larry Dabblemont, as he discusses the White River's history, which will include exhibits from the river. Dabblemont says he grew up not far from the White River, and he was raised on another river in southern Missouri.
I grew up in the Big Piney in Missouri, but I came to Arkansas and after I got out of college and went to work as a naturalist for the state park system, and then a naturalist for the National Park System and an outdoor writer as well, and that's what I've been doing. I lived in Arkansas down in that area for 30 years.
After Dabblemont obtained his wildlife management degree from the University of Missouri, he began writing for the Arkansas Democrat as an outdoor editor. He also previously wrote a weekly column for the Baxter Bulletin. Dabblemont continues to write a self-syndicated outdoor column for nearly 40 newspapers in three states, including the Mountaineer Echo in Flippin and Marshall. In addition, he publishes the Lightning Ridge Outdoor Journal magazine, and copies will be made available on Saturday. Dabblemont will present the history of the White River in two parts beginning at 11 o'clock. Local historian Jerry McCoy will also speak about the rivers of North Arkansas beginning at 10 o'clock. McCoy's family settled the area prior to the Civil War, and he was raised on the Kings River near Kingston. He moved to Fullerton, California in the mid-1950s and attended Fullerton College and the University of Tulsa. McCoy currently operates the Northwoods Antique Store in Bull Shoals, conducts seminars on antique fish and tackle, writes fishing columns for sporting magazines, and promotes antique fishing tackle shows. For more information, contact the Parks and Recreation Department at 870-424-7275 or the Historical Society at 870-425-2125. Tonight marks the annual Night of Honors for the Mountain Home Education Foundation, and one of the inductees for the Hall of Honors will be Chief Robert Newton, a graduate of Mountain Home High School in 1988. Newton says his decision to become a chef was influenced by the time he spent in Germany as a member of the military and by the German exchange program at Mountain Home.
You know, Nancy Reed and the German exchange program that I participated in sort of opened my eyes to other parts of the world and other possibilities. And I still have always said and firmly believe to this day that that was one of the most influential experiences of my life, especially at the age of 16, to be exposed to, you know, to Paris, for one example. So fast forwarding to when I got out of the military and went to college and then decided that I could pursue being a chef, it all kind of came full circle when I just started reexamining how I grew up and the foods that my family prepared and from our garden. And my mom and dad were both good cooks, and food was just a focal point of our life.
Newton has gone on to become a successful restaurant owner, opening multiple locations in New York, but he has since returned to the South.
I've opened four places in Brooklyn. I'm now living in Nashville, so it's kind of trying to enjoy being back in the South. I spent 20 years in New York City. It's a pretty substantial amount of time, and you know, I'm from the South, and I'm happy to be back here. I have a book coming out in 2019 called Seeking the South that takes a look at the South and breaks it down into five subregions. And I just felt the timing was right for me to be back down South, be closer to home, and also just to have a different platform for myself to launch this book and hopefully have some success with it.
In addition to the book, Newton continues to work in the restaurant business in Tennessee.
There's a hotel group, a small boutique hotel group called 21C. They're hotels that have art galleries mixed in with them, so it's sort of an art hotel, for lack of a better word, based out of Louisville, Kentucky. And I've taken over and I'm running the restaurant here in Nashville called Gray and Dudley. It's in the 21C Hotel here in Nashville.
Newton says one of the most rewarding parts of his job is making customers happy.
That should be one of the reasons you get into hospitality businesses, because you like making people happy and providing them with experiences and moments. And I mean, ultimately, you're feeding people, so it's very personal on that level. But hopefully you enjoy it. I think it makes your food taste better if you enjoy making it, for sure.
Reservations for the Night of Honors can be made by contacting the Education Foundation office or the Mountain Home Public School District Administration office. The Mountain Home City Council will consider one item of business when it meets this evening at 6 o'clock. The one item of business is a resolution levying the city's two mills on the county tax collector's books for 2019. The meeting will be held in the council chambers of the municipal building. The Marion County Quorum Court Budget Committee will meet tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. The meeting will be held at the Marion County Courthouse Annex, and the public is invited to attend. No agenda for the meeting was provided. Airy Goforth Elementary in Norfolk will host its annual Fall Festival along with a chili supper tomorrow from 4:30 until 7. Games will be from 5 until 8. The event is a fundraiser for the elementary classrooms, Red Ribbon Week, and the library. Activities will include a variety of games, a hayride, horseback rides, and fall foods. And tickets can be purchased at the door with a cost of $5 per adult, $4 for students grades K through 12, and free for children ages preschool and under. The ticket covers a choice of chili with crackers, a chili hot dog or Frito pie, tea or lemonade, and a dessert. The Scholastic Book Fair will also be open in the library during the festival. Books available for sale are from preschool to middle school levels. Two $25 Scholastic Book Fair gift certificates will also be given away. Funeral arrangements for 97-year-old Ann Margaret Goger of Lakeview are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Ann Margaret Goger died today in Mountain Home. Funeral arrangements for 81-year-old Marvin Leon Schaefer of Mountain Home are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Marvin Leon Schaefer died today at his residence. Funeral arrangements for 77-year-old Josephine Agato of Valley Springs are pending at Connor Family Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Josephine Agato died today in Mountain Home. Funeral arrangements for 72-year-old Donald Roscoe of Midway are pending at Connor Family Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Donald Roscoe died today in Mountain Home. Funeral arrangements for 67-year-old Gerald Ng of Oakland are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Gerald Ng died yesterday at his residence. Funeral arrangements for 54-year-old Renee Richardson of Clark Ridge are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Renee Richardson died yesterday at her residence. And funeral services for 85-year-old Eula M. Crawford of Mountain Home will be tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Roller Funeral Home, with burial to follow at Douglas Cemetery. Visitation is this evening from 6 until 8 at Roller Funeral Home. Eula Crawford is survived locally by her daughter Janet Smith of Mountain Home, two sons Gary Crawford of Elizabeth and Mel Crawford of Mountain Home, and one of two sisters, France Hodges of Mountain Home, along with numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 22 past 5. We'll have the latest in weather and sports, so stay with us.